Bruce Lee, from Trailblazer to Legend. Bruce Lee is a legend that nearly everyone in the world recognizes. Although no longer living, he is still the martial arts master to whom all others are compared. He is a world-famous movie star, a cultural icon, the creator of Jeet Kune Do, and the hero of many. Although Bruce Lee had appeared in more than 20 films by the time he was 18 years old, it wasn't until he played the character Kato in the American television show The Green Hornet that he began to rise in popularity. The show was on the air for only one season, but in Hong Kong he had become a star, and the show was mostly referred to as The Kato Show. Lee, however, was dissatisfied with playing supporting roles. In 1971, at 31 years old, Lee acted in his first starring role as Cheng Chao-an in the hugely successful movie The Big Boss, which propelled Lee to stardom throughout Asia. This film was immediately followed by Fist of Fury in 1972, which broke all of the records that The Big Boss had just broken. That same year, Lee renegotiated with Golden Harvest Studio to become the writer, director, star, and fight choreographer of Way of the Dragon. This time, he also brought fame to American martial artist Chuck Norris in the movie's legendary climactic fight-to-the-death scene. To the Chinese, those with whom he shared ethnicity, Bruce Lee was much more than a movie star. He was a symbol of national pride. In his movies, Lee often included scenes that showed him rising up against prejudices directed against the Chinese. For example, in Fist of Fury, Lee beat up a man and smashed a sign that likened Chinese people to dogs. Combining the most useful parts of dozens of disciplines, Lee created Jeet Kune Do. He emphasized the style of no style to convey his rejection of overly structured and thus weaker methods. 2 years before his death, Lee closed his schools, permitting only private instruction of his legacy. Lee's final movie, Enter the Dragon, earned him celebrity throughout the United States and Europe, but most unfortunately, he did not live to see it. 6 days before the movie's debut, despite having been in perfect physical condition, Bruce Lee mysteriously died. Enter the Dragon continues to earn accolades and praise more than 40 years after its release.